Welcome to the world of Dragon Shield Kingdoms, presented by Arcane Tinman. The Fisher Guardian. Lane had never wanted to go searching for the Dragon Shields. He would have been fine staying in the coastline village of Trafal and fishing his days away under the hot sun. He found himself instead climbing over sand dunes in the far east region of Arcania, known as the Belly. He was hot and sweaty and uncomfortable, and did not see the water for miles in any direction. He was, in a word, unhappy.
"Tell me again why I agreed to come with you on this wild whelp chase," he said to his traveling companion, the white spirit dragon Eternus.
"I do not believe you were given a choice," Eternus replied, floating easily over the dune.
"Right," Lane said, struggling with his walking stick to get to the top of the dune.
Not long ago, the stick was his best fishing pole. Now it doubled as a walking stick and some sort of spiritual compartment that Eternus could enter at will.
"Oh, look,"
he said, taking a moment to catch his breath at the top.
"More sand."
The two had been traveling the countryside for weeks, following a trail of breadcrumbs in the form of signs Eternus claimed meant they were on the right track. Lane wanted to believe the little dragon, his so-called guardian spirit, but he was starting to have his doubts. That was bound to happen when you followed anyone from the comfort and safety of your home out across the vast continent following glowing sigils most couldn't see. Lane could see them when Eternus pointed them out, between the cracks of a wall, on a torn piece of parchment tumbling through the street, carved into a tree trunk. The sigil, a shield in front of a dragon, glowed faintly each time, and each time Eternus told Lane they were getting closer. Close to what? Starvation. Dehydration. General bad stuff. And the white dragon shield, at least according to Eternus.
"Turney, how long have we known each other?"
Lane said, desperate to distract himself from the unnatural amount of sand covering his body.
"It has been just over a year since I awoke," Eternus said.
"And in that time, have I ever doubted you?"
"Every day," Eternus said, "so far as I can remember."
"Then why, oh why, did I think following you out into the desert without so much as a map seemed like a good idea?"
"Because you are a guardian," Eternus said, "destined to protect Arcania from the forces of the Black."
"Right," Lane said. "Lane Thunderhoof, guardian of miracles. You know I was perfectly happy as Lane Thunderhoof, fisherman."
Lane did not see that Eternus had stopped until he bumped into him atop the next dune.
"What's wrong?"
Lane followed Eternus's eye into the large expanse below. Unmistakable, as if carved into the sand by giants, was the sigil, many miles across and even more wide. It glowed once and then disappeared into the winds, as if it were never there at all. That evening, the two camped next to the ruins of an abandoned temple. Outside, sand sculptures of dragons to scale still stood, six in all, although most were destroyed beyond repair. They took shelter from the dying daytime heat in the shadow of the one sculpture that appeared mostly intact. They ate tough rat jerky, and Lane complained some more before falling asleep. Lane dreamt he was on his boat fishing. The line pulled and he strained to reel it in. Up came a human head, roughly severed at the neck, wearing a white jester's mask. He pulled it into the boat as the smiling mask cracked open, letting loose snake-like tendrils of darkness that lunged at Lane. He jumped overboard to escape them, into the black water below. Lane woke to thunder in the sky above. Eternus had done his disappearing act, resting his energies by making himself incorporeal to reside in the fishing pole. Despite all the magic he had seen, including a dragon that could hide in a pole, he did not believe his eyes. Rain,
glorious, humongous, wet globs of rain. He jumped up, opened his mouth, and drank. He wanted to dance and sing, but could do neither well, so he spun in a circle, arms wide, until he saw the sculpture of the sand dragon open its eyes.
"Uh-oh,"
he said, slowing to a stop.
Turny, buddy. Eternus! Eternus!
The sculpture shook and came alive. It roared, causing dunes all around them to crash like overwrought waves, and advanced on Lane, who stood defenseless. He jumped back and grabbed the pole. From it, Eternus rose, but too slow. The sand dragon collapsed in a wave on the white spirit dragon, burying him under the sand. The dragon reshaped behind Lane and roared again, this time pushing Lane to the ground by the sheer force of it.
"No, no, no," Lane said. "This is not how the legend of Lane, Guardian of Miracles, ends," he said.
He imagined himself on the edge of his fishing boat, reeling in a big one, and gritted his teeth. He would not be defeated then, and would not be defeated now. He closed his eyes and raised his hand, calling to the magic inside. His dust. Thunder boomed and lightning struck, and all at once, he held the lightning in his hand. He opened his eyes and hurled the lightning at the sand dragon. It sizzled and exploded into 1,000 pinpricks of pure white light. Lane rubbed the blindness from his eyes, and when he did, he saw that the sand dragon had been turned entirely to glass. And in its center, where its heart might have been, pulsed a white shield. You've been listening to an audio tale based on the lore and world of Dragon Shield, created and written by Ian Spiegel Blum. Find more on www.dragonshield.com. Thank you for listening, and if you liked this content, don't forget to rate, subscribe, and share.